C. The Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank. Greg's Body Shop. Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew. Park City Mountain View Auto Parts. Roughwood Market. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
Harris.
All right, very good evening, and welcome to Lois Bosman Stadium here in Thayer, Missouri for the week one of SCA high school football. The 2-0 Liberty Eagles taking on the 2-0 Thayer Bobcats. I believe Tyler Chowning here joining me, Ricky Smith up on camera for the live video stream. But Tyler, I believe Thayer they're ranked in the top five in class one. Liberty was shown some love. They didn't crack the top 10, but they did get, I think, 14 votes.
Yeah, I think Liberty's sitting like at number 12 right now in the class two rankings, where Thayer's they were tied for number three in the class one. Both teams 2-0, coming off some good wins, week one and week two. So this could be a very, very good football game here tonight.
I can promise you one thing, it's going to be very physical.
Be very physical, and, going to be lots of atmosphere here tonight.
Oh, it is packed. You know, we stopped and grabbed a bite to eat. So normally, you know, we're on location an hour before kickoff, but we were a little lagging behind tonight. But it is packed. I mean, it is packed. There's cars everywhere, but it's going to be an exciting football game. For the Thayer Bobcats, you know, keep your ears open for Cordell Washington, number 30. He also wears number one, but I think tonight, yeah, he'll be number one tonight. Heath Combs is another running back. He wears number two. Dawson Harris is the quarterback. Then you got Thomas Poole, also Xavier Gonzalez, Dominic Boyce, and Zeb Du Bois. Those are all their playmakers. You know, and Thayer's got a really solid offensive and defensive line. They were really young. I think one or two graduated off this Thayer team, a lot like Liberty. You know, Liberty graduated, you know, three really starters.
Yeah,
you know.
And most of them being in the skill position type kids.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Chris Shar, who had things coming. Chris Shar had a huge game against Thayer.
Yes.
Huge yeah. game. And, you know, of course, Travis Reese.
Gavin.
Or Gavin. Gavin Reese. Travis, you know,
he's been running around. Yeah, he's been done for a while.
But, so we'll see. Liberty won last year 42-12, but the Bobcats were really young. You know, there's a big difference between a 15 and a 16, 17-year-old. Well, Thayer's now kind of on that other side.
Yeah. Yeah, Thayer, like week one, went to Highland, Arkansas, beat a really good Highland, Arkansas team pretty handedly. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I think they went to, they played at Hollister. They played the home school of.
Yeah, Lighthouse.
Christian. Lighthouse Christian last week.
Who's, and they're going to have athletes out there. They're going to be really fast, and they kind of throttled them as well. Liberty on the same thing, you know, Liberty's throttled both teams they played. The difference, Liberty's not allowed a touchdown.
Right.
Thayer has been scored on. Now, is that their starting defense, or is that later in the game? We're not sure, but
and you know, this Thayer team, we're going to see a lot of ground and pound. You're going to see misdirections coming out of the backfield. You're going to see little short screens. We discussed it on the way down here. It's assignment football tonight.
Yeah,
and Coach Acklin has got his boys prepared. You know, if you don't stay home, we're going to get burned.
Well, you know, the one thing about playing St. James was their offense. You know, it was Thayer is going to run. They're going to run the veer. That's their primary offense, Veer. But they will fall into the flex boat. They will fall into a single wing, a double wing. They got multiple formations that they'll show, and they'll run some of the basics. You know, they'll run some of those formations in that philosophy, but it's a Veer. It's, you know, they're just, the A gap is going to be, A and B gap is where Thayer wants to establish the football game. They want to win right up the middle. A short yardage, you're going to see their power T, and we're going to get this underway. Liberty wins the toss. They elect to defer. There's a pooch kick, and it's caught at the 30. It's going to be returned and brought down at the 41-yard line. So an 11-yard return.
Kyle Roberts making the tackle there on that return.
First and 10 for the Bobcats. Austin Harris. Now, I was also told that, you know, with the stable of running backs the Bobcats have, that, you know, they'll run some split back.
Yeah, we're going to see
inverted bones.
You're going to see some multiple formations coming out of this backfield here this evening.
Liberty Eagles will step out there in their road whites, red helmets. And there's going to be a handoff bouncing outside, looking to get to the edge. Gets to the edge, steps out of bounds. That is Cordell Washington. He's going to pick up, looks like, 5 yards on the carry, maybe 6 yards on the carry, so we'll bring up second and 4.
Washington's going to be a name that we hear a lot here tonight. He's kind of the focus back coming out of this Bobcat offense.
And the Bobcats went right to the edge, first play of the game. Now Washington will go out wide as a wide receiver. Split backfield under center. Going to hand it off to the dive back, and not much there. Close to a first down. See where they spot it. I think he'll have enough.
Yep.
But that dive back, there's that A-gap right there that the Bobcats, you know, normally that's what they start out, first two or three drives. It's just left, right, you know, just right off center.
And that, I mean, they want to establish the run game here early in this contest.
And you got to watch, you know, on that dive play is Harris, the quarterback, pulling it out. Then you got a pitch man, or he can cut the corner himself. Two receivers, one on each side, power T. And again, they get it to Washington, looks for a hole. And he'll pick up a couple on the play, running it off the right side. Cox in there, coming up off the pile. Also for Liberty, Hayden Oziah coming up out of the pile, making the stop. Gain of 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 7. Bobcats are in 4-down territory. I mean, they're at the Liberty 46-yard line. Two receivers working under center. Again, they'll hand it off. Oh, breaking the tackle, but there's good, solid defense by the Liberty Eagles. Brody Rutledge had him wrapped up, but able to split through it. Number 8, that's Thomas Poole. But coming up to make the stop was the Liberty safety. I believe that's Parker Toon, right?
That is correct.
3rd and 3 is what we'll call it. Checking in, number 2, Heath Combs. Bobcats have a lot of running backs going out wide. Tucker Wade, number 27. Got a tight end tucked up top, single wing. Oh, there's the hole. It opens up, cracking the edge, and it is Combs moving the chains for the Bobcats.
About a 6-yard gain there.
Brought down at the 36-yard line. 1st and 10. Nothing fancy, just smash-mouth football. Washington comes back in. Step it out, Zeb Du Bois, number 40. Bobcats go split backfield. Two receivers to the right side. Quarterback keeper pulled it out. Now he's got some running room, gets to the edge, but he does get tackled on the far hash. A gain of about 5. Jaron Rutledge in on that tackle. It looks like Parker Toon's playing cornerback and Kyle Roberts is the safety.
Yep. And they may do that for the Washington matchup, the size difference in him and like a Kyle Roberts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the speed's about the same, but the size is...
Washington gets the handoff, and he's able to get through the line of scrimmage.
About a two-yard gain, two or three.
It's going to be third and short, third and two, but the Bobcats are inside the Liberty 30-yard line. They're in definitely four-down territory. Cordell Washington, number one, comes in. Cordell transferred from Nixa. Eagles, this year, the first quarter has been the sluggish quarter. You know, that's kind of been the quarter where there's a toss to Washington. He looks to get to the end. Good tackle. There you go. Great tackle by Kyle Roberts.
Loss of about one on that play.
It's going to bring up fourth and a short three. I'm sure the Bobcats will go for it. This could be a really big, this is a big play. This could be a tone setter right here.
Yeah, this is a big down here.
The football is on the near hash. It's just across the 30-yard line, but short of the 29. Fourth and three for the Bobcats. Now, if Liberty, watch for the hard count. A couple of receivers, one on each side. And a timeout.
That was a hard count there.
Yeah. So the Bobcats are going to talk things over. We'll talk it over as well. 7:17 to go in the first. No score. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
All right, welcome back. Here it is, fourth and three for the Bobcats. Double wing and back to pass. Slings it out to the right side. Pushed out of bounds.
He's going to be short?
Yeah. See where he spots it. I think he's going to be short. Little swing pass to the running back. And nice job, Liberty defense. They got the stop on fourth and three. So first and 10, Liberty now. Reed Toon is participating. You know, last week he had a little bruised knee, took a bone bruise. And
Preston Smothers is wearing 58 tonight. That is a number change that we got.
I got him at 58.
Or 56.
Oh, okay. First and 10, Liberty out of the pistol. Rutledge is about 2 yards behind Parker. And they're going to hand it off to Jaron. Jaron muscles his way out to the 30, so he's going to pick up a little over 2 yards on the carry.
This is kind of what I've been waiting on.
Yeah.
You know, the first two games we were able to kind of get by, let Toon showcase his speed and everything, but when it came into this power type football games that the SEA is known for, this right here is where our big backs are going to shine.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left, and again, it's another. Nope, it's going to be a keeper by Parker Toon. He's got some running room, makes the spin, and is brought down near the first down marker. Stuck it into the belly of Jaron Rutledge, pulled it out. Had to make a spin move in the backfield to kind of get to some open green grass. Then he's going to be just, nope,
about
it is
6 yards.
No, it is a first down. They're moving
right.
The chains.
They picked up seven there.
First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles at their own 38. Those are the football just touching that yard marker at the 38-yard line. Reed Toon now is checked in. Reed will come over and play that slot position. Pistol formation. Now Reed will shift over from the right to the left. And it's going to be another quarterback keeper. It's a busted play. Low snap.
Low snap.
Reed had to bend down, and I've said this for years and years and years, you know, ever since Liberty's been running the shotgun.
Yep.
The snap is so crucial to be right where the quarterback can see it coming off the center and keep his eyes on the defense and catch it. When a quarterback has to take his eyes off the field of play, it's usually going to be...
And it's all timing.
Yeah.
The timing gets disrupted, and then it's, you know, normally doesn't result for anything very good.
I think Tucker Thomas is the center. Eagles on second and long, going to try and get it to the outside edge. Parker Toon does. Oh, he runs into his own man standing there. Got to block somebody, buddy. That's Brian Thompson. Brian was watching
He was kind of looking for the cutback to block somebody on the cutback, and Parker just
ran
right into him.
Yeah. You got to find somebody in a green jersey. Third and three.
Yep.
It'll be a long three, short four. And we got a timeout. Official timeout. I kind of figured it would be a little more muggy.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not too bad.
So checking in for Liberty, Titus Jester, number 8. He'll come out wide here to the far side below us. He'll go all the way out to the hash. Now joining him is Jasper Melby. Melby will line up in that slot position. Now Liberty will be split in the backfield offset with Reed Toon and Rutledge. Rutledge right up the gut. I mean, there's Liberty with a little A-gap. And he'll pick up the first down. And I think that's kind of what Liberty's wanting to see out of Jared.
Yeah.
We get in these short yardage positions, go get it.
Yep, go get it.
We don't need you to bust an 80-yard, 70-yard touchdown run. We just need you to get those tough yards and wear our opponent out. Pistol formation. And again, they hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge, he gets into the open field, and he's going to take it inside the 25, brought down by Cordell Washington. Big play for Jaron Rutledge.
26 yards on that carry.
First and 10. Went out wide. Kyle Roberts to the right side. Eagles are going to stay with this offset pistol formation. Reed Toon will spot up either left or right. This time he's to the right of Parker, and then Jaron is 2 yards behind Parker in that pistol. Running a slot with Melby and then two receivers.
I think Jaron was a little surprised that he had that much room because it was like he was anticipating having to
more
cut.
More contact, yeah.
And it's like he just kind of hesitated, and it was like, there's nobody here.
That's called hat on a hat. Liberty, the receivers did a great job blocking. Uh-oh, a bobbled snap, and that's going to be downed all the way back to the 30. It's going to be a loss of 6. So, Brian Thompson comes back in. Lucas Carl comes out. He gave Thompson a little break. I think Thompson had an equipment issue. That was the timeout.
Yeah.
So, a big loss on the bad snap. It rolled back, and Parker Toon had to fall on it. So, we're looking at 2nd and 17. Oh, Liberty was in really good position. They was inside the 25 now, near the 30-yard line. Oh, a high snap. And a sack. Again, Liberty's having trouble with the quarterback-center-quarterback exchange. You know, that time Parker had to jump way up into the air to get the football, and I cannot emphasize this enough. It the play is blown up from that point.
Yeah.
You got to bend down, you got to jump up, you got to go left or right, the quarterback, to get it. The play is busted. So another loss on the play. Now it's third and 23. The football is backed all the way up to the 36-yard line. Liberty was inside the 25, but self-inflicted wounds stalling the drive out. And now we got a penalty marker.
It's going to be a
false start.
False start.
Boy. Man, things were looking so good.
Just keep digging that hole.
Well, they took the crowd out of it.
Yeah.
Now the crowd's getting back into it because now we're looking at third and, oh my goodness, 5, 10, 28. 15, 20, 25. Yeah, 28. You were in easy four down territory. Now you know, with a team like there, you may want to flip the field if you don't get this first down. Another high snap. Good grief. Looking downfield. He's got a receiver. Mays. And there, the pass interference. Yeah. Pass
interference. Melby.
I'm sorry. Melby. That's an automatic first down. Melby had his man beat. The safety came over the top and help, and that's where the contact was made. The cornerback was, he was toast. I believe in high school, I think it's an automatic first down.
It is an automatic first down.
So they'll mark off 15 yards.
Well,
from
I think.
Yeah, 15 yards.
It's a 15-yarder. It's not a first down. It's just a 15-yarder.
Let's see if it's still third down or if it is an automatic first down. I think. Yeah. No?
Nope.
Yep. Third down.
Yep.
But now Liberty's back into, easy.
Got another.
That time 52 coming off Tucker Thomas. Tucker Thomas playing center. Now who's going to.
Got Lucas Carl coming in.
Okay. Tyler Glasscock now is going to be center, it looks like. Third and long for the Liberty Eagles. Here come the Bobcats. Back to pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Looking downfield. Looks. And it's picked off. Tipped and then picked off. Parker rolling to his left. It was tipped and then Cordell Washington was
right
able to come up with it.
Right at the first down marker.
Mm-hmm. It had been just shy, but so it's kind of like a punt in a sense. Or that's how I think if you're Liberty, that's how you've got to approach it. It's first and 10 Bobcats inside their 15-yard line. I believe it's going to be spotted at the 14. No score. 2:02 to go in the first. Both teams have had long drives that resulted in zip.
Yep. Yeah, theirs was a turnover on downs, and Liberty's with the interception there. So,
first and 10 for the Bobcats. One receiver out wide here to the near side, picked up by Parker Toon. Motion. Now they're going to run the double wing. Rolling out, back to pass. Here comes pressure. Looking downfield. It's caught by Washington. Nice catch. Washington coming out of the backfield, and that can make for a problem. Kind of, we've seen it a couple years ago with Fair Grove. They ran Strapper run that drag route. Thayer kind of just did that, but they used their running back. Quarterback's going to roll out. Running back's going to go through the line and work the same side of the field as the quarterback.
He picked up about 9 on that play.
Second and short. Just under 2 minutes to go. No score. Second offensive series for the Bobcats. Same formation, 2 receivers. And a handoff to the up back, number 40. That's Zeb Du Bois. And Du Bois brings it out to the 25. And that will be a Bobcat first down. I thought we'd have a water timeout. We haven't had one here in the first.
We have not. And that may just go the first 2 weeks.
I don't know. I thought it was if there was a certain temperature.
And it may be 1.5 now instead of 1.25.
Now we're going to see the bone. They get it to the tailback. Boom! Hit and a penalty flag is thrown.
Big hit in the backfield.
Yeah, Combs. Combs with the carry, and I think that was retuned. Yeah,
it's going to be a hold on there, the Bobcat.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. We want to thank, of course, our sponsors, Mountain View Lumber, Southwest Baptist University, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Mountain View Auto Parts, Taylor Grubal Chevrolet, Buick GMC, The Anchor, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Bank of Birch Tree. We got some more. First and Long. That didn't work well. Hey, Caden
DeGarner.
DeGarner lit up.
Attaboy. Assignment football.
It's what he does.
Football.
And the beautiful thing about that is Caden, he got in that gap, and he didn't get deeper. He cleared, and he set in the gap, and he seen the ball, boom, made the hit. Second and long for the Bobcats. Again, the difference tonight that we're seeing is the switch in with Kyle and Parker.
Yeah.
Campbell comes out wide, looking to pass. There's a quick pass, and it's thrown behind the intended receiver, number 8, Thomas Poole. It's going to bring up third and long. No score. 20 seconds to go in the first.
Third and 20. Ball's on their own 15.
Yeah.
Where's that?
See, now this kind of works in favor of the Bobcats. You know, they want a low scoring game. They don't, they want a game that's grinding out.
They want a 14-7 ball game at the end of this fourth quarter.
Third and long. The ball is back at about their, 15?
15, yep.
And there's a handoff up the middle, and not much there. Again, just really good defense by the Liberty Eagles.
Retune making a stop.
Yep.
Gain of about 1.
And it's going to bring up fourth and long, so a punting situation for the Bobcats. Now, Liberty, I'm a little nervous. They've not punted this year.
No, they have not.
I don't even know who the punter is.
That's the end of the first.
And no score. After 1, we'll come back with the punt by the Bobcats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint, a full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second. No score. Fourth and 19 for the Bobcats. They're going to be punting from inside their 15. Their punter's going to back up to about, the 2-yard line? Oh, and that's going to be Washington. So if you're Liberty, don't fall asleep. See, back in the day, somebody be hollering, one, you know. Snap, rolling out. Nice end-over-end kick. Don't touch him. What are you doing, Parker? Get completely away from it because that football will, it can spring.
And you never know which direction it's going to go.
No.
Especially with an end-over-end ball like that.
And it's dry and as hard
as
the ground
is. On a spiral ball, when it hits, it normally is going to hit and take off the way it was kicked. But when it's end-over-end like that, you never know.
First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. Pretty good field position to start their second drive at their own 40-yard line. Again, no score. Eagles, they kind of like this pistol formation with Reed and Rutledge in the backfield. Now Reed moves over to the slot. It's going to be a true shotgun. Snap. Hands it off to Rutledge. Rutledge gets outside.
He's
got
going.
The running room. Stiff arm. Knocked out of bounds at the 30. So Rutledge rips off another big chunk of real estate for the Liberty Eagles.
30-yard pickup right there. They mark him right at the 30. Where do they mark him out at? They got him down to 35.
Oh, really?
So 25?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, he got from the 40, 10, 25-yard tote for Jaron Rutledge. First and 10 for Liberty. 11:28 on the clock. Eagles going to stay in that pistol formation. Two wideouts to the near side. Eddie Rodriguez is out wide. Kyle Roberts, the inside receiver. And then Melby all alone outside. Parker Toon, he's going to take it himself. It opens up in the middle. He bounces it outside. Now he's got a block. Tries to make a move and then steps out of bounds, just shy of the Bobcat 20-yard line.
Got him at 22.
11:07 on the clock. No score. First and 10, Liberty. At
13-yard pickup there.
Inside the Bobcat 25. Rodriguez out wide to the left. Inside receiver, Kyle Roberts. Melby out wide on the short side of the field. Pistol. Snap. Hand off to Rutledge. This time Rutledge is met in the backfield, but he spins out of it. Hits, breaks another tackle and is forced out of bounds. Right around the line of scrimmage, and he kind of had to do that all on himself.
Kind of fighting for his life just to get some positive out of that. Maybe lost one. Yep, they got him stepping out there about the 23.
10:57 on the clock here in the first half. No score. Second down for the Liberty Eagles. The ball is moved over to the near hash on their Bobcat sideline. Looking at your radio dial left to right, the Eagles are working to the left. In the backfield, Rutledge, Toon, and Toon. Parker Toon takes the snap, and they hand it off to Brody, and there's a flag thrown.
That's going to be a hold on Liberty.
Bobcats made an adjustment on Brody.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I was going to go over this at halftime, but you watch the game films, and you scout Liberty the first 2 weeks. It's Parker Toon, Parker Toon, Parker Toon, Parker Toon. Now you get into a real physical ground and pound type game, you're going to get a big dose of Jaron Rutledge that you've not been able to game plan for.
Yeah.
So they're having to make mid-game adjustments here in this second quarter.
It's going to bring up second and 21 for the Liberty Eagles. Now the football is backed up to the Bobcat 34-yard line. Trips to the right side, short side of the field, Eddie Rodriguez, Rutledge in the backfield. Takes the handoff. Parker Toon rolls out, makes a stutter step, and is brought down just shy of the 25. And it'll bring up third down. Parker's going to pick up eight or nine.
Wherever they spot it.
Now it's going to bring up third and 15. So you got, they're going to credit 6 yards because it was second and 21.
Yep.
So 6 yards. Ball is on the far hash on the small side of the field. Will be Melby. Liberty will go with trips here to the left side. Jester, Rodriguez, and Roberts. Maybe a little wide receiver screen. And it's another quarterback keeper, a low snap. Parker breaks the tackle,
and it's going to be first and goal. Parker Toon breaks a couple of tackles, and he gets it inside the 10 near the 5. First and goal, Liberty, with 9:37 to go in the second.
Marked at the 6? At the 5.
At the 5, yeah.
So picked up 21 on that.
Well, now we've got a...
Oh, it's a sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Sideline warning.
Yeah, you cannot go beyond the 25.
Yep.
I think some Liberty Eagles was down around the 15 cheering their quarterback on. 9:27 on the clock in the first half, no score. Liberty threatening. First and goal from the 5. Pistol formation. And they're going to give it to Rutledge. Rutledge! Touchdown! Liberty! Touchdown, Jaron Rutledge.
Yeah, he said they broke. He lost the ball, so the back judge wasn't, but the side judge came in with the touchdown. He broke the plane before the ball popped out. So, yes, touchdown.
6-yard tote for Jaron Rutledge. And the Eagles go up 6-0 with 9:15 to go in the half. Liberty will go for, they can kick extra points. We've seen Mr. Cox. He's pretty efficient and effective, but Liberty's lining up for 2. And, oh, horrible snap. It's a rolled all the way back to the
30.
Yeah, Liberty was going to go with the Wildcat and snap it directly to Reed-Tude, but the snap rolled to him. And I tell you, I haven't said anything the first 2 weeks, but I've seen it was a little shaky.
It was, we've had instances that it was almost, but was able to be corralled in. But
here in the first half, we've seen it, half a dozen times?
Yeah, I'm going to say 4 or 5 times anyway.
All right, 9:15, Liberty with the lead, 6-0. We'll come right back. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Eagles are on the scoreboard first, 6-0. And looks like with the kickoff for Liberty, Wyatt Cox. Yeah, give Jaron a break. He needs
a little breather.
He needs a biscuit and a Gatorade.
63 yards on the ground with a touchdown already in this first half.
Smear a little bacon fat on that biscuit and watch him go. Oh, pooch kick, fair catch. And the Bobcats will have good field position. First and 10 there. I believe that they're, 42?
Got them at 43. That's where the sticks are at.
9:15 to go in the half, 6-0. Jim Jones, 18-hole individual golf tournament tomorrow at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Annual Municipal Golf Course. $60 a player. Going to tee it off at 11 a.m. First and 10, Bobcats. Under center, hands it off to the tailback. Boom! Now, what's that flag?
I think we're going to get a face mask here.
On Liberty?
Yep.
Did you see it?
I saw his head was turned to the side while he was fighting.
Personal foul, face mask, Liberty. Yep.
And it came from behind him, so I'm not sure who could have got to it, but
on the back, Bouchon was in the got back there first.
Yeah. I noticed when he came off that first block there, that head was.
That's the one thing that I like about, you know, I wish the high school officials would give you the number of
yeah
who made the offense, you know. it really would, just knowing that helps explain a lot of things.
It's not singling a kid out.
No.
See what they were looking at.
First and 10, little misdirection, but again, Liberty, good job. Bouchon there to make the stop. Reed Tunes there.
Gain about two yards.
Ball is spotted at the Liberty 40-yard line. 8:40 to go in the half. 6-0, Liberty. Washington checks back in. Number one, again, he's their speedster. He's got speed for days, as they say.
He's got some wheels, and he's going out wide.
Under center. And it's going to be a handoff. Big hole opens up. Liberty, though, able to corral the runner in pool. He'll be brought down shy of the Liberty 35. They're going to spot him at the 36. It's going to bring up third and a long four. Back into the ball game, number 40, Du Bois. Well, you see a lot of running backs coming in and out of the game for the Bobcats. One thing that we'll do, we'll keep him fresh for the second half.
Yep.
Du Bois comes out, and Combs checks in. They're going to go single back. There's a toss. It's dropped. Loose football. And Liberty football. Mr. Cox.
Mr. Turnover.
First and 10, Liberty. The Bobcats cough it up. And Mr. Cox, Wyatt Cox, gobbles it up. And it's first and 10, Liberty, with good field position.
Man, so what's he had? He's had, like, an interception. He's had a
sack, a couple of sacks.
Well, I'm talking this season. I mean, he picked the punt up in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah.
A couple fumble recoveries in the first week. I mean, he's just got the nose for the football.
Well, yeah. Now Liberty going to go with like a swinging gate. They've moved the line of scrimmage.
They're hitting Thayer where Thayer used to hit people.
Yeah. Parker Toon takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. Looking downfield. He's got a man.
That's
caught! Cox! Not only can I recover fumbles, I can catch bombs! First and 10, Liberty inside the Thayer 30. Now they're going to mark him down at the 31. Eagles back into four down territory. 7:12 to go in the first half. 6-0. Eagles will go with trips to the left.
29 yards on that catch.
Big play right there. Pistol formation. Rutledge right behind Parker Toon, who awaits the snap. High snap. And again, when it's so high, it makes it so easy for the defense to read because they see the football.
Well, and it's a step late because by the time he jumps to catch it, when he lands,
they're there.
Rutledge has already gone by him. He's looking for the handoff, and now Rutledge has to stop.
So the
loss of about five on that.
Yeah, the struggles continue for Liberty at the center position. I mean, that's been a big boogaboo for Liberty. Another high snap, but here comes the pressure, and Parker's flushed out. He's just got to dive forward, gets close to the original line of scrimmage. I mean, again, the football for the shotgun or the pistol snap, you want it at the belly button.
Yeah.
You know, the quarterback can see the center. He can see the middle of the field.
Well, he's looking at the field like he watches where the ball's coming, but he doesn't have to look at the ball.
Right.
He can see it.
Peripheral vision.
Yes.
Yeah. Third and 11 for Liberty. Liberty's had a couple. I think it looks like Tucker Thomas back at center.
Back at center. And it's kind of like what we were talking about. I think the Bears' defensive line, like right there at the nose guard, they're really beating up these centers. And, you know, that's been Ava, Mountain Grove. That's their game plan against the shotgun.
Yeah. Swafford started it at Ava, where he just put his most unruly and most physical lineman right up on Liberty Center, and just you blow him up all night.
You just blow him up all night. So now he's thinking about it. So you know he's got to snap a ball, and then that's coming at him every down. So you know that it's him. It gets in the back of your mind that I'm getting ready to get punched in the face again.
Yeah.
And the snap just is the second thought, you know, instead of being the primary thought. And
yeah,
I think we're seeing it.
Because see, Thayer, just like Ava and Mountain Grove, you know, they're taking the page out of their playbook. They don't care if their nose tackle makes the play at all.
No.
They just want that player.
Disruption.
That's all they want. They want him to work on the center, pound the center, and we'll see if we can't. He's a big old lad that's out there. See him?
Yeah.
Was it 62?
60.
I think it's. All right.
Yeah,
third
sure.
And 11. 5:28 to go in the half. Eagles will be out of the shotgun. Snap taken, rolling to the right. Pressure. Zips one to the middle of the field, and there's a penalty marker.
Pass interference.
Pass was intended for Kyle Roberts.
Yeah, the defensive guy kind of had a hold of Kyle Roberts' jersey there in the back when he went to jump for that ball.
Yeah.
It was about a 2-inch vertical.
So that'll be a first down because it's a 15-yard penalty.
Yep.
And it was third and 11, so the Eagles will get a new set of downs, and they're definitely in four-down territory now.
Yeah, it should be about the 18?
Near that. Yeah, it'd be inside
17.
The 20. 5:21 to go here in the first half. 6-0, Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty's threatening again here in the second quarter.
Well, they didn't. They just stayed pretty basic. They just lined up and ran it last time. Let's see if that's kind of the game plan this go around. Pistol formation. Retune in the slot. And they hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge finds the angle, gets to the sideline, and takes it inside the 10 to about the 7. That's near a first down.
Should be right at the stick. And a first down.
Yep, it is. So first and goal for the Liberty Eagles. Jaron Rutledge with a big run. And here's the thing. Parker Toon has not had a carry yet. There was an attempt on the Wildcat, but it was a bad snap.
Read tune.
Pistol again for Liberty. Two receivers to the right. And again, they get it to Jaron Rutledge. Jaron takes it, and he's brought down just shy of the 5-yard line. When you go to having this kind of success running the ball, now something could possibly open up.
And 66 is a number on that nose guard that's
just wrecking havoc.
Yes.
66, who is that? Connor Crowder, 6'4", 270-pound, 75-pound sophomore.
Very big lad.
Yeah. Second and goal for Liberty. Again, they hand it to Rutledge. Rutledge! Liberty! Touchdown, Jaron Rutledge. He slid in easier than chocolate pudding, man. He just said, I'm just going to dance out here in this end zone for a moment because I got my second touchdown, and the Eagles go up 12-0.
Rutledge's second touchdown here in this second quarter. Liberty's been very, very able to move the ball in the second quarter, to where we kind of stalled out a little bit on a couple drives in that first.
2-point conversion. Another high snap. Parker Toon rolls it out, takes it in. Two is good. 14-0, Liberty. 4:41 to go in the first. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing. Up top with the video is Ricky Smith, and we appreciate all of you tuning in. And Short Tupper, we'll see you tomorrow. Rascal you. Liberty and Thayer. There's a lot of football. A lot of football to be played here still yet tonight. But right now, Liberty, they're just getting such a big push up front. Their size. Liberty is just, they're big. I mean, we've talked about it in these first 2 weeks, and we weren't sure what it was going to morph into once we got into the SCA side of things. But the physicality up front, both sides, offense and defense, for the Liberty Eagles right now it's the difference in this ballgame.
Yeah.
The only thing that is really not working is, you know, if Liberty could just kind of get those snaps.
Yep.
They'd have a perfect first,
and it's a timing thing. Yeah. It's just throwing off all kinds of timing.
Rutledge with the kickoff, and it's a line drive, and that's going to bounce. Uh-oh, it's going to have to be picked up, and it is inside the 10. And, oh, what a great move. Stutter step, breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle, and nice return.
That was a good return.
Yeah, by Washington.
Yeah, that was inside the 10 when he had to pick it up. He gets out to about the 30.
Yeah, near the... I thought maybe he stepped out of bounds before the 25, but the officials say no. First and 10 at 30.
The 29.
29?
Yep, 29. Just short of the 30.
.434 to go in the first half. Liberty leads 14-0. Game being played at Lois Bosman Stadium in Thayer. Bobcats work under center. They hand it off to the up back, and there's just nothing there. That D line, that's Bouchon, and number 50, Oziah, I think.
Yep.
Hayden Oziah and Bouchon.
Yeah, Thayer's just kind of loading up, trying to go off the C gap, off the tackle there, and it's just not there.
And Caden Day Gardner's done a really good job up on that nose, you know.
He's big. Any kind of counters or misdirections that they've ran, Garner's been right there to blow it up.
All right, couple wide receivers, and again, they're going to hand it off. Big hole opens up for the upback, number 40, Zeb Du Bois, and that was a good hard run.
About a 12-yard gain there.
3:41 to go in the half. 14-0 Liberty. First and 10, Bobcats. The ball is at their end of the field at their own 42. Two receivers, one on each side, split backfield under center Harris. And Liberty jumps off sides. Caden Day Gardner.
Yep.
He comes out, checking in, Dr. Thomas. Yeah.
A little anxious.
So first and 5. 3:27 on the clock here in the half. Bobcats come to the line of scrimmage. And again, they're going to go with that power formation under center, two tight ends.
Here.
And they hand. He's gone. Touchdown, Bobcats. Right up the gut, Thomas Poole. There's that A gap.
Yep. It's just a little counter.
Yep. So the Bobcats now answer back, and it's 14-6 Liberty.
53-yard scamper there for the score.
Bobcats with their swinging gait. Something historically the Bobcats have always done, you know. And it'll be Washington with the extra point attempt for Thayer. Good snap. Kick is up. And it's good. 14-7 now. Bobcats are on the board. First touchdown Liberty Eagles have given up this season.
Yep.
They went nine quarters almost. They went over 9.5 quarters before they gave up their first touchdown, the 20-25. 14-7, Liberty will come back with the Bobcat kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Bobcat set to kick it off to the Liberty Eagles. The Eagles will also get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, so if Liberty can make a drive right here, score, and then get the ball back right here before, or as soon as the second half starts, get back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, you know, if Liberty can get like 14 unanswered.
Yeah. It throws the game plan for the Thayer Bobcats all out of whack.
Bobcat set to kick it off. Cordell Washington will kick it off. That touchdown was scored by Thomas Poole. He went right off guard center. Line drive kick.
Let it go.
And it'll go into the end zone for a touchback. First and 10 for Liberty at their 20-yard line.
And that's a weapon in itself. You have a kicker that can consistently put it into the end zone.
That's all you need to do. Every time.
They got to go 80 yards.
Every time.
Every time they touch the ball, you got to go 80.
Yep.
So, let's see what the Liberty Eagles are going to dial up here with 3:07 left in this second.
And they got a pocket full of timeouts. Eddie Rodriguez out wide. To our side of the field, Bobcat sideline is where Eddie's at. He's just shy of the numbers. And Liberty will go trips on the far side. Pistol formation, Jaron Rutledge in the backfield. Parker Toon looks it over, waits for the snap. Here it comes, and he's flushed out of the pocket. Looks for Roberts.
Oh, Roberts.
Yeah. Tried a little wide receiver screen, but again, the snap is not, it's kind of throwing the timing off a little bit.
Loss of two on that.
We need Mike Kahn to come back and give a clinic on. Mike Kahn was the best center Liberty's ever had. He was just money. He just got it right back there, right to the quarterback. So a loss of three, second and 13 for Liberty. And they're going to get it to Rutledge. Rutledge finds a big hole, and he skids down at the 29. This is where they should mark him. Oh, why don't they mark him back there? He was down at the 29.
Yeah.
So third and a short three. Long two, short three, 2:33 to go, and it's third down for the Eagles. They're going to go with trips to the left. Inside receiver will be Melby. Roberts, the middle receiver. Rodriguez out wide. Jester all alone on the far side. Rutledge in the backfield. And Parker's going to keep it and run it himself. Looks for the first down. He gets the first down and more. Now he's going to be forced out of. No, he stays on his feet. And is down at the Liberty 41, and that will be a new set of downs for Liberty with 2:05 to go in the first half.
About 14 yards there for Parker Toon.
Again, trips to the left, lone receiver to the right. Toon takes the snap, gives it to Rutledge. Rutledge,
good move.
He busts through one tackle, keeps his legs driving, and gets all the way to the 45, and he'll pick up four. Player lost his helmet. He has to come out for a play. That's the rule anyway. One snap, you have to come out. Second and six, 1:35 to go. Melby goes out wide to the far side. Clock down to 1:30. And
Parker
hits the keep and makes a spin move, breaks the tackle, and is brought down at the 35-yard line. That was a perfect read.
Perfect read.
He stuck it in the belly of Rutledge. We got a flag in at the tee holding on Liberty. I did not see that.
I didn't see it either.
But the flag is in the white tee. It's now, you can see it now.
Yep. So it's going to be marked off right there. So it's going to be second and 12. Second 11.
1:14 to go in the half. 14-7.
Oh, such a good
read. Oh, it was there.
Just the option pull right there.
RPO.
Yes.
Second and 12 for the Eagles. Now they're back in their own territory at their 39. Trips to the right. Toon takes the snap. Here comes pressure, and they get it to Rutledge. He breaks one tackle and is brought down inside the Liberty 45 to the 46. So Liberty with a little swing pass to the back. Pressure clump coming from the blind side on Parker by number 9, Riley Michael White. And the Bobcats, they want a timeout with 43 seconds to go in the half. 14-7 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. Eagles third and 5. Ball is at their own 46-yard line. 43 seconds to go in the half. Eagles would really like to put some points on the board to end the first half and then get the football to start the second half. Feel a little better about things when you got a two-TD lead.
Yeah.
Third and 5, out of the shotgun, Liberty. Parker Toon takes the snap, drops straight back. He's got time, and he finds his man, Melby, with the catch, and he gets out of bounds. The clock stops. He's in Bobcat territory at their 46-yard line. 38 seconds to go in the half. 14-7, Liberty.
9-yard gain there by Melby.
Eagles will now go empty. Four receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. High snap, jumps up, pulling it down is wide. Caught by Kyle Roberts, but he had to kind of come back for it. Clock continues to tick once they get it set, but it's a first down.
Good catch.
Ball is at the Bobcat 33-yard line. Trips to the right. 20 seconds. Back to pass, Parker. Oh, he's got him. Caught! He ran into his own guy. Yeah, that with the catch in and out of his hands, it looked like it was Titus Jester.
It was, yeah.
But then coming down,
I think he caught it and then ran into his own guy,
Jasper Melby,
as he was coming down and it knocked it out.
11 seconds to go. second and 10 for Liberty.
I really like Parker throwing that ball right there. He settled and stepped into it, and, I mean,
got his feet under it.
Yes, it was good, accurate throw right there.
11 seconds again to go here in the first half. 14-7 Liberty. Eagles second and 10 at the Bobcat 32. Here comes pressure. And the toss, and it's caught in the middle of the field by Melby, and
go down.
Timeout. And two Bobcats are slow to get up. Eagles get the timeout call. See if they put any more time on the clock. But Liberty will have one more play anyway.
14-yard catch there by Melby.
Seconds is what is on the clock. Eagles will have one play to put some points on the board to end the first half. Good game.
Oh,
this is what we thought. I mean, it's exactly what we thought it would be.
FCA football right here.
Yeah.
Very run heavy, very physical. Great matchup. Skill positions.
Ball is going to be on the far hash for Liberty for the final play of this half, which now the half cannot end on a defensive penalty.
Correct.
So Liberty does have that in their pocket, but Liberty's going to go empty, it looks like. Nope, trips to the left. Rodriguez will come off the field. Looks like somebody's going to go split backfield.
There we go. Melby taking a snap. No. Who is that? Number six.
Yeah, that. Oh! No flag. He put it. That was little
that
brother.
That was little brother.
And he put it right where it needed
Graham.
To go. Graham Toon. Good play call.
That was a good play call.
And in out of the hands. Liberty had two touchdowns that just the ground, you know, they couldn't hang on to it. So 14-7 after the half, a whale of a first half of high school football and SCA play. We're at the intermission. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9
The Fox. 96.9
The Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
And welcome back. Liberty leads their Bobcats at halftime 14-7. We thought we were going to come into a very physical football game and see a lot of grinded out type of offense, and that is exactly what we've seen here tonight. But Liberty has had a little bit more success with the chunk plays. The Bobcats score a touchdown on a 52-yard, yep, you know, dive play right up the gut. But and that's been their biggest play of the half. They had a couple 8-yard runs, maybe, you know, 10, 8-yard runs, but Liberty really has not had much of a problem moving the football. Their first offensive series, penalties and bad snaps kind of killed that, and it was an interception, but, you know, to me, I'm okay with that because that's a pretty good punt.
Yeah.
You know,
you took a shot, and if it, I mean, you're going to have to punt anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I was not disappointed. I mean, I was just disappointed because we were inside the 25,
and
at one time we were pulling back outside of the 40.
Yeah, yeah. But how does it look number-wise?
Liberty, for the Liberty Eagles, on the ground there in that first half, 149 yards in that first half. Parker Toon carried it 11 times for 63 yards. Big difference maker right now in the first half, Jaron Rutledge. Jaron's 86 yards on 12 carries, 2 touchdowns. Liberty's 57 through the air, 206 total yards in that first half. Thayer is 104 on the ground, 12 through the air, 116 total yards.
And, like, and we 52 come on one play.
Yeah. So, I mean, Liberty's defensive line has been outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, one letdown on one play. But, you know, it's like we had a substitution there. We talked about it, and it was like, you know, assignment football has been Liberty's key, like we talked about before the game. Defensive line, defensive ends, all staying home, making reads, taking care of what their assignment is.
Yeah.
And it's been, Liberty seems to be the more physical up front, and I think that's why they're able to move the ball so well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's been a classic SCA football match.
Physical.
It's just physical, punch you in the mouth, I'm getting ready to run the ball 6 times. Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is.
Come get some. It's your job to stop it.
14-7, Liberty will get the football to start the second half. We're going now to your shelter insurance, see Andrea McNew in Mountain View, that all rhymes, halftime show.
The only score update that I have seen is Mountain Grove over
Ava Big.
42-0 in the first half.
Oh, yeah, and tomorrow, Saturday, on the Fox 96.9 and live video stream, we're going to have all kinds of volleyball games. From the Zizzer shootout, it'll start as pool play. There's 3 pools. We'll do some West Plains Lady Zizzer games, some Liberty Eagle games, and some Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. That's the 3 teams that we're going to be following. And again, it'll be on the Fox 96.9 starting at 9 a.m. and also live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Now, here is your shelter insurance. See Andrea McNew, your local shelter insurance agent, halftime show.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Yes, it is halftime here, sponsored by shelter insurance agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View. You can find her at 409 North Elm Street in Mountain View, or give her a call at 417-934-2060. Let's go ahead and look at some area scores right now. And it looks like the Zizzer game just got to the half. You can catch that over on 102.5 Hot Country KDY as the Scissors currently lead the Hillcrest Hornets 49-0 at the half. Let's go ahead and look at some other area scores. I believe the Houston game is going swimmingly. 21-0, Willow Springs leads the Kabul Bulldogs 21-0 at the half. You can catch that game on KUKU 100.3 Classic Country. And what else do we got? As Tyler was saying, Mount Grove leads Ava 42-0 at the half. And currently the latest update, Houston leads Salem 28-6. I am trying to figure out if that is at the half or not. I believe it is close to the half, but Houston leads Salem 28-6, and you can catch that game over on 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock, another one of our sister stations. And what else do we got here? I'm not getting as many score updates by text currently, but I at least have some of the ones in our listening area. Currently, Nixa leads Joplin 14-7 at the half. Seneca leads Nevada. It's 27-13 at the half. No update on Marionville versus Skyline. Lamar has the lead 13-0 over Tipton at the half. Carthage has the lead, or had the lead, latest update, 21-7 over Glendale at the end of 2. And it's interesting. Yeah, okay, yep, that is correct. So they must be at the half, too, because they have, Sports Zone also has us listed, of course, 14-7, the game you're hearing right here on the Fox. The current score 14-7, but that Carthage and Glendale game is quite out of our area, but they're saying at the end of the second quarter. I don't know if that's mid-second quarter or at the end of the second quarter, but either way, Carthage leads Glendale 21-7. Webb City has the lead over Kickapoo, 35-7, the latest update from the second quarter. Republic at Ozark. Republic has the lead 27-13 over the Ozark Tigers. Of course, Mountain Grove leading Ava 42-0. Fair Grove has the lead. This is tied. Fair Grove is having a heck of a night. 14-14 with Buffalo. That's got to be a pretty interesting game, and I'm surprised because Buffalo has not had a very good first 2 weeks. As it was a close game, I believe, in the Skyline matchup last week, but it wasn't neck and neck by any means. Ash Grove has the lead 12-0 over Stockton. Latest report from the second quarter. McDonald County 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Carl Junction had the lead 14-0 at the end of 1 over Marshfield. Branson has the lead 21-0 over Bolivar at the half. Branson is going to take on the Zizzers next week. No update on Winsville at Willard. The score is not entered into Sports Zone yet for the West Plains Zizzers, but of course they lead, as I said a minute ago, West Plains Zizzers lead the Hillcrest Hornets 49-0 at the half. Catch that game on Hot Country 102.5 KDY. Monette currently has the lead over Aurora 36-10 at the end of 2. Forsyth has the lead 15-7 over Hollister at the end of 2, or in the middle of 2. No update on East Newton at Cassville. Reed Spring has the lead 13-0 over Clever at the half. Rogersville, Thursday, Rogersville played Parkview, and I wouldn't know what the final score on that is, but I will look that up. We'll continue to go down the list here. Springfield Catholic is at Stratford, no update on that yet. Kabul at Willow Springs, last update, I believe that was 21-0, might be 28-0, as I I believe I reported that. Yeah, 21-0 at the half as the Willow Springs Bears lead the Kabul Bulldogs. Let's check up here on Rogersville. Of course, they played Thursday, but it looks like the final score, 34-12, Rogersville beat the Parkview Vikings in that game. And not a whole lot more updates here in the middle. Pleasant Hope at El Dorado Springs, no update. New Heights Christian at Greenfield, no update. Lockwood at Jasper, 45-6 in the middle of the second quarter. We're at the end. Osceola over Liberal is tied 6-6 at the end of the first quarter. Camdenton at Smith Cockton, they were tied 7-7 at the end of one. Once again, your halftime report sponsored by Andrea McNew Shelter Insurance in Mountain View. And she's also sponsoring our locker room show. Don't forget to call in. It's going to be a great time. You can call in, give out your game ball to any area football player, even if you're not listening here to the game here on the Fox tonight. We'd love to take your call and hear your game ball, and you can give a shout out to your favorite area football player. And the number to call during that time, if you want to jot that down, it's 417-257-0369. That is 417-257-0FOX. But we still have two quarters left to play, another second half on the way. We'll go ahead and play some commercials, and then we'll come back and have a weather update here in just a little bit. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
So you bought the Chevy Trail Boss for the farm, but somehow her coffee's in the cup holder and the seat's set just right for her. And now she's taking it on her shopping trip. Guess whose truck it is now? Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey, personally inviting you to come to Bailey Chevy GMC to find your new truck today.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
We need to know weather. Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Currently here at the studios in West Plains, we got about 79 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Still going to be a pretty muggy night. We'll see a low getting down to around 65 degrees and mostly clear skies overnight. 95 is the daytime high for tomorrow. Ouch, it's going to be a hot day. Going to be a good day to stay indoors, and going to be a good day for volleyball tomorrow, as Gary was saying. That will have several of the games from the Zizzer Showdown Volleyball Tournament here tomorrow on the Fox 96.9. 65 the overnight low for Saturday night, 95 again Sunday, 66 overnight Sunday night. We'll see 95 once again all the way through Tuesday. Just going to be a really hot start to the week. Another update do want to give is we're not at home this week, but next week as we play back at home again, as we take on the Ava Bear next week, a little The Eagle Cheerleader Camp performance will be at the home game next week, so that is going to be one of the events you can look for next week as we are back at home. Once again, we're at 14-7 here at the half as the Liberty Eagles lead the Thayer Bobcats. Gary and Tyler will be back here in just a bit. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If you got one.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. Liberty leads at the break, 14-7. Liberty will get the football, start the second half. And, you know, this will be a big possession for Liberty. For one, adjustments, you know.
Yeah, you know Thayer's going to come out. They're going to make some adjustments of what Liberty was able to expose there in the first half. But Liberty's also got to be able to make the adjustments to their adjustments, which
yeah.
I think I don't have any hesitations to that's not going to happen.
Well, and you've been in the locker room, and you know you've got your linemen that will speak up and say, "Coach, I can do whatever you want on my guy. I got it. You know, and that is where the defense they're aware of that too. You know. Where are they going to send help from? Where's that hole going to be?
Yep.
You know, which
yeah. When you take somebody and bring them for help, they vacate something. Some area is vacated, and that's up to the coaching staff to understand what that adjustment is, and then they can expose that open.
Well, it looks like you know Thayer is playing in the secondary. They're playing zone coverage.
Yeah.
They're, you know, because they don't want to get beat. They want to keep everything in front of them, and they're kind of zoned coverage in the first half, which surprises me because they're so fast, and I kind of figured they would just be mano-a-mano.
In that zone, you know, like when Liberty's lining up in the trips or the deuces, you know, the packages like that, when they send a man beat, it vacates that whole area. And you were able to see the Melby catch right before half, Kyle Roberts catch right before half. Those underneath routes are wide open.
They're going to be open.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because everybody's going deep because they're so afraid of the deep ball.
Well, we've got another half to go, and that's a lot of football, folks. We got a heck of a game here tonight at Los Bosman Stadium in Thayer, 14-7. Liberty with the lead. Bobcats will be kicking to Liberty to start the second half. We kind of jinxed ourselves right at kickoff. You always like, man, it's not bad at all. And it is the humid.
It just quit moving.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of air moving right here before sunset. And then once the sun went down and the sky went dark, the air stopped.
And it's going to be hot over the next several days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're looking at mid-90s heat index values and near triple digits. And lows are going to be in the mid to upper 60s.
We need some rain. Bad.
Ooh, bad, bad. You know, I know a lot of people put food plots in, and it's almost, you just as well shredded some couple
hundred
bucks.
And, I ain't done nothing yet.
Yeah.
Just for that. I mean, it's.
Yeah, you got to have rain. And seeing a lot of deer, you know, in a bad way on the highway, so they're the smaller bucks.
I was going to say Greg's Potty Shop down there has been
busy.
Constant, steady flow.
You know, right now you're seeing the littler bucks that's getting hit and doze. So, you know, traveling in the mornings and in the evenings, be on the lookout for the white-tailed deer. Again, tomorrow is the Lady Zizzers Volleyball Showdown. And it all starts at 9 a.m. on the Fox 96.9, and it'll also be live video streamed at OzarkVideoNews.com. Where you're watching this is where you'll be able to watch the volleyball tomorrow. Lady Eagles, big win last night on the road at Eminence. Eminence got a solid program, and the Lady Eagles pulled one out.
Yeah, it went five sets. It was a barn burner in E-Town last night. Junior high football came down here.
Big win.
Yeah, big win down here in Thayer last night. It was 48-0.
Mm-hmm.
So it was.
And the JV, I think the JV picked up a win. No, the JV did not play.
JV did not play.
JV did not play. They played last week.
Yeah, I think there was.
They beat Stratford.
Player numbers issue this week, I think.
Well, a game of adjustments. Briar Hancock, head coach of the Sarah Bobcats.
We've seen some crazy second halves here.
Oh, man. I sent you, years ago, folks, if you went to Liberty football games, I made little highlight, songs. And I've saved some over the years. And the one that I saved, I said, Tyler, was the highlights from the greatest comeback in Liberty High School football history. And it took place right here. On this field on a Friday night.
We're down 28-0.
Liberty comes back and wins by, I think they ended up winning by 8.
Yeah, I think so. crazy football game.
All right, we're ready to get this second half underway. Bobcats will kick it off. Liberty has two back deep to receive. They're going to back up to about the 10. Cox and Bond is the middle backs in case they try to pooch one.
Now being tuned deep?
Yes. Or no, I think, is it tuned? Yeah, it is tuned.
Nope, Kyle Roberts.
Is it Kyle Roberts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that is Kyle Roberts. So here's where you don't want to, if it's an onside kick or you want to fall on it, don't give up your momentum. 14-7 as we are now underway in the second half. And that will be kicked into the end zone, 1st and 10 for the Eagles at their own 20-yard line. You don't have to worry about a return if you just kick it in the end zone.
That's right. And it's a long field.
Eagles, if you can get your radio dial left or right, the Eagles will be working to the left. Bobcats with solid numbers. Eagles have about 32 out, I think is their number.
I think it was 32, 33, something like that.
1st and 10, Eagles will stick with the pistol formation. Retune in the slot goes from the right to the left, and they're going to hand it off to Rutledge. And that time, he's gobbled up for a loss of 4. So, 2nd and 14. Bobcats did a good job reading that. That time, they kind of stayed home.
Yep.
Bobcats were pinning their ears back in the first half.
They were.
Liberty was able to take advantage of that. So 2nd and 14, the ball now back to the 15-yard line. So Toon takes the handoff, looks downfield. Oh, he's got a receiver wide open. And it's knocked away, intended for Melby.
It's underthrew him.
Yep. Double coverage, but Melby was...
Oh, he was.
He had position.
If he could have got the ball out in front of him. That was a big play in the making right there.
So it brings up 2nd and 15 now for the Eagles. Liberty took a shot right there. Trips for Liberty to the left. Inside receiver, Melby. Middle receiver will be Roberts. Outside, Rodriguez. And it's going to be a quarterback draw. And Toon will get it across the 20 to the 22. And now a penalty flag is thrown late. see.
Little extracurriculars after the play, or sure
maybe
what.
A face mask.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
Incidental, you know, it wasn't, it was the 5-yard variety. So third down.
Third and three.
Yep, third and three. The ball is at the Liberty 32-yard line, is that correct? 27. Shotgun trips to the left. Snap, and Parker's going to try and pick it up himself. Looks to cut it up. There's nowhere to go. Bobcats stayed at home. And now slow to get up.
Like Coons.
Yeah. Parker slow to get up. So he's setting up on his rump. Don't know if he... Oh, now he hops up on his own. Fourth down, so punting situation for Liberty. But wasn't Parker our punter, too? Didn't we punt once at Stratford?
I don't think we punt. I don't think we've punted.
I don't think... So Parker gets up on his own. Comes to the sideline on his own power. That shakes up the Liberty fans and coaches. So fourth and three now for the Liberty Eagles. And here is where you get into the snapper's head.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You've been rattling it for a whole half.
Yep. Looks like it's Mr. Cox. Wyatt Cox will be the punter. Good snap.
Short punt.
Going to take a Liberty bounce, but it'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats at the Liberty 48. So the Bobcats will start their first second half drive in Liberty territory. Penalties.
Yep. Self-inflicted.
Good adjustment by the Bobcats, but now Liberty's kind of had a look at defensively what the Bobcats are going to do. They kind of took away Jaron. And Parker, the stretch play they kind of took away,
yeah.
And that's where Liberty was having their best luck.
And see, right now, like, those quick slants, you know, get the defense back to where they have to play.
Back off a little bit. First and 10 for the Bobcats. Power backfield. There's a handoff off the left side, fighting for extra yardage across the 45 down to the 42. Nice run. That was number 8 again, Thomas Poole. He had the big run earlier for 52. Second and 4 for the Bobcats. Power formation. 2 tight ends. Fakes the handoff. Rolling out the pass. No pressure. Looking downfield. He's got a receiver wide open. Incomplete. Pass was intended for number 9, Riley Michael White. And that'll bring up 3rd and 5. Third pass attempt by the Bobcats or fourth?
Fourth.
4-down territory, though, I would assume, for the Bobcats. They trail 14-7. Play clock down to 10 seconds. And hands it off to the fullback, and he'll pick up the first down. Bouchon tosses him to the turf. And, again, that is Thomas Poole picking up the first down. First and 10, Bobcats. Definitely in 4-down territory now. ball at the 37-yard line, first and 10. Two receivers, one on each side, hands it off to the fullback. Boom, he's finding.
Hammered.
Yeah, not much there. 58 shooting through there. That's Preston Smothers. Or, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's Preston Smothers. 1 yard gain, second and 9. Cordell Washington comes back into the ball game. Number one, he's their speedster. Number 40 coming up a little gimp. He's Zeb Du Bois.
Yeah, he got hammered pretty hard.
Yeah, he got hit real hard.
Right at the line. They kind of got stood up in the second wave of him.
Second and 9. They fake the toss. Counter, and Liberty does a good job. But still a nice play on the counter to White. And White will get it to the 30, and it brings up third down. Third and 4. Ball is just shy of the Liberty 30-yard line. They need to get it to the 26, don't they, or 27?
Yeah, 27. Like six just outside the 27.
8:05 to go in the third. 14-7 Liberty. Straight dive. Not a whole lot there. It's going to bring up fourth down. Again, they fed it to Du Bois. That up back. Told you we was going to see a lot of the veer.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. There's nothing fancy about it at all.
They're just going to line up
and bang it.
They're coming.
Fourth and short. Down to 5 seconds. And there's the first down. Did they get it? It's going to be close.
Got to be right where they. Oh, yeah, they got it.
I think they got it. Yeah, they did.
They're going to spot him right at the 26.
Yeah. So first and 10 for the Bobcats. The ball is now at the Liberty 26-yard line. 7:08 and counting to go in third. 14-7. Bobcats threatening. New set of downs. Now they're going to come out in the double wing. Washington in motion. He gets the pitch. Looks for the hole. He finds it. Tries to bounce it outside. He does. He gets to the corner. Touchdown, Bobcats. Kept his balance, got hit, but was able to keep his balance, and Cordell Washington takes it in for 6, and it's a 14-13 ball game. That was just old-fashioned wing tee football.
Yep. Speed. Get to the outside and let the legs take over.
Well, the line, the offensive line went to the right. The play went to the left. Now for the point after. Snap, kick, and it is no good. So Liberty stays on top by 1, 14-13. We'll take a break, come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Bobcats are set to kick it off. 6:46 to go in the third. 14-13 now. Liberty by 1. Bobcats have the momentum. Cordell Washington will kick it off. He's not been playing around. He's just been putting it in the end zone.
Yep.
Force Liberty to go 80 yards. There's another kick. And that's going to be taken at about the 6. And Roberts with the return, he gets it out to the 22. So first and 10, Liberty. Kyle Roberts. Once again, big thank you. Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank and Trust, Shelter Insurance, C. Andrea McNew, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, The Anchor, Simmons Bank, Kurt Incorporated, SBU, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View Lumber, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Bank of Birchtree, branch of Alton Bank, along with Greg's Body Shop. First and 10, Liberty, Parker Toon out on the field, Liberty in the pistol, high snap, and they fake the handoff. Toon keeps it right up the middle, and he's brought down near the first down marker.
If it's going to be a first down.
Yep, needed 10 yards. Moves the ball out to the 33 or 34-yard line, it looks like. Nope, 33. First and 10. Cox checks in now for that extra back. Reed Toon going to catch some air. Parker Toon with split backs, and they hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge.
That's Toon.
Oh, that was Toon. Okay,
yep.
Okay. So Reed Toon, my bad. I thought it was Reed that went off. It was Rutledge that went off. Reed with the carry. He picks up four, close to five. But we'll call it second and 6. Reed stays on the field, also Cox does. Liberty gets to play on second and 6. Parker Toon with the snap, and again they hand it to Reed. Reed, boom! He's just mowing over people.
Attaboy.
Reflections of Tyler Chowning. Just if you lean forward and keep your feet moving,
amazing things happen. Attaboy.
Nice run by Reed Toon.
Pick up about 13 on that.
Now Rutledge is back out there. So first and 10 for Liberty at the 50. 5:10 to go in the third. Eagles out of the pistol. Two receivers to the near side. And they hand it off again. Oh, Rutledge, he fumbles it, but Reed Toon falls on it. Yeah, Jaron took a shot that time by number 9 coming in there. Riley Michael White making the big hit. He gains 2, second and 8, 4:40 to go in the third. 14-13. Liberty with the lead. Now, and Kyle Roberts is going to be in that slot position, offset in the backfield. Two receivers out wide, one on each side. Parker's going to run it, sprinting out. He's got a blocker. Now he cuts it up, finds a lane, takes a shot, but he gets it across the Bobcat 45 to the 44. So it'll be third and 4 from the Bobcat 44. Ball is on the far hash.
Big block there by Reed Toon going around that end. That outside linebacker for Thayer coming in and just blowing it up, and Reed was able to turn him back inside to where Parker could get to the outside.
Two receivers to the near side. Reed Toon in the slot, pistol formation with Jaron Rutledge right behind Parker. There's the snap, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Oh, he's going to have the first down. He gets it to the 35.
First and 10, Liberty. That was another good read by Parker.
It was.
He had a pitch man, too, that possibly could have got some in Kyle Roberts. But if you know you can get the first down, get the first down. First and 10, Liberty at the Bobcat 36. Again, pistol, deuces to the short side. And they're going to hand it off to Rutledge. Hole opens up. Rutledge has got running room, and he's dragging players. He's going to be forced out of bounds at the 21. So
14 yards on that scamper.
Mm-mm. Penalty against Liberty. Holding.
The self-inflicted wounds that happened here tonight.
Yeah.
See, the holdings, the bad snaps.
It's hard to... I'm following the football and not,
I am too.
You know, not looking at the...
Well, I even looked back and I did not see it, but...
Yeah, I'm following the football. My eyes are just a little bit ahead of the ball carrier. So it's going to bring up first and 20 now for Liberty. The ball is at the Bobcat 46. Deuces to the far side. Slot right. Oh, and that's blown up from the get-go. But Aaron Rutledge gets back to the line of scrimmage. And again, a high snap. A high snap shows the defense the football.
Yep.
That everybody can see the football. And then when you see when it's a high snap, as a defender, you then, all you look at is the quarterback's shoulders. If, you know, that's where the play's going. Flow to the quarterback's upper body. Second and 20, no gain on the play. Deuces to the right. Rodriguez alone to the left. Rolling out. Parker Toon. Now he's going to try and run it. He'll step out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That'll bring up third and what? Third and five. No, I'm sorry. Third and 15. Yeah, Liberty needs to get it way down there. They need to get it to the 26. Third and long, 2:08, clock is stopped here in the third, 14-13, Liberty. Trips to the left. Toon rolls to the left, looking downfield. Finds his target, it's Melby.
He's going to be right at the 30.
It's manageable, but I mean, you're in, now you know, you're 30-yard line, you can... So it's going to be fourth and a good four for Liberty. Big fourth down play here for the Liberty Eagles on offense. 2:01 to go into third.
Yeah, if they go, man, that quick slant right over the middle. It looks like the linebackers are they're so sucked up right now into the run game.
Parker Toon takes the snap, rolls out. Now he's got pressure. Looks to throw it, spins out, looking downfield, throws one, and it's incomplete. Intended for Rodriguez. Eagles turn it over on down. Protection was not there.
Boy, I'd like to see an NFL replay on that, but
Rodriguez thought he caught it.
He thought he caught it. Everybody thought he caught it, and this ref was calling it incomplete early. But
Bobcat football trailing Liberty by one. First and 10 at their own 30. Power backfield. Under center. And they get it off to, there's Feaster. Makes one cut. Now he's off and running. Bobcats are going to take the lead if he can't. And he does not get by Parker Toon.
but Washington takes it all the way down to the 25 of Liberty. From the 30 to the 25. Bobcats have got the momentum. They took the momentum when they stopped Liberty on that first offensive series and then scored. First and 10 for Thayer. At the Liberty 15-yard line.
That's the longest play from scrimmage there, 56-yarder.
Three backs in the backfield. 24 gets the handoff, and flags are thrown. Gain of five for 24. That is Dominic Boyce.
I think it's coming back.
Holding.
Nope.
Personal foul. Chop block. Liberty. It's hard to have a chop block on defense.
I was going to say it, but
it's usually an offensive, you know. The chop block is when one player is engaged with another, and the player that is engaged gets hit below the waist. And a lot of times, you know, you get pushed into another player. But anyway, first and goal for the Bobcats at the Liberty 5-yard line. 142 is what we've got here in the third. Bobcats looking to take the lead for the first time tonight.
I guess it's first and one, isn't it?
There's the handoff up the middle, diving in, touchdown, Bobcats, number 8, Thomas Poole, his second TD of the night, and he gives the Bobcats the lead, 19-14. Now, if you're there, you're going to go for two, aren't you?
Yeah. You pretty much have to try to get this back to a full score.
Yeah. Bobcats come out. And they're going to go for two here. Now they break the huddle, they come to the line. Two receivers. Quarterback keeper, and gets it. They give it to him. 2-point conversion is good. The quarterback, Dawson Harris, stretches out and gets the 2-point conversion to make it 7-point advantage for the Bobcats. 21-14. 1:31 to go into third. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with the Bobcat kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
First and
Then you've got Rodriguez and Roberts to the left side. Reed Tune kind of in that slot. Pistol formation. Parker takes the snap and feeds it to Rutledge right up the middle. Big hole opens, and he's going to get some big real estate. He gets it into their Bobcat territory. Big hole opened up that time for Jared Rutledge. They're going to mark him
3 yards.
Mark him down at the Bobcat 47, first and 10. 1:22 to go in the third. 21-14 Bobcats. And it's another handoff to Rutledge. Rutledge dives forward. Bobcat 45. Second and 8 for Liberty. 1 minute to go in the third. 21-14 Bobcats.
16 carries for Rutledge for 108 yards so far in this game.
Yeah, there's going to be games where that's going to probably be the game plan. Motion by Roberts. And again, they hand it off to Rutledge. Rutledge moving the pile. It's all the way to the 40-yard line. There was contact at the line of scrimmage, and Rutledge was able to get 5 yards after contact. Third and 3. Ball is at the Bobcat 40-yard line. 19 seconds and counting. Eagles can let the third expire if they so choose. They've got time to do that. Or they can snap a play. I think they're going to let the quarter come to a close. Nope.
Yep. Nope.
That takes the snap. And there's a handoff to Rutledge.
Attaboy.
Up the middle. Picks up the first down. It'll be first and 10. When we come back to start the fourth for Liberty at the Thayer Bobcat 35. 21-14, Thayer with the lead. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth. 21-14. Bobcats took the lead in the third. But the Eagles have it first and 10 at the Bobcat 35. Conditioning. A lot of this outcome of this game is going to come down to conditioning.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be one in the box.
Yeah. That's where it's been played all night.
Mm-hmm.
First and 10, Liberty. As we have, we're going to start the fourth. Liberty down by 7. Deuces to the short side of the field right below us. Out of the pistol. Hand off to Rutledge, right up the middle, breaks the tackle, and falls inside the 25.
About 11 yards on that carry.
Just nothing fancy, just right up the middle. Here we come. First and 10, Liberty now inside the Bobcat 25. It's at the 24-yard line, right in the middle of the field. Toon takes the snap. Again, gives it to Rutledge up the middle. Lowering his shoulder, diving inside the 5. First and goal, Liberty.
Down to the 3.
J. Jaron has said, feed me. First and goal, Liberty. Again, Rutledge brought down shy. Picked up maybe a yard. Jaron may be tired. He may need a turkey nugget and a Gatorade.
Just give him the score here, and then he can catch a breather.
Yeah.
They put the saddle on him on this drive here. And
riding him.
Reward that man.
I'd say, here comes Reed Toon. He catches, and he, bad snap, juggled it.
Lost a yard.
Yep. So it's going to be third and goal. Well, I'm telling you, folks, these snaps are so important. They need to be right here, just above the belly button. Defense can't see the ball. Quarterback's able to keep his head up, see the ball, read the defense. Ten to go in the fourth. Third and goal for Liberty. Fakes the handoff. Parker Toon looking to get to the corner. He slips. And he's going to fight for a few yards. But it's going to bring up fourth and goal. Fourth and goal. Big play right here. It was first and goal from the three.
Now it's fourth and goal from the two.
Liberty tried to feed it to Rutledge. And then they tried the Wildcat with Reed. So the ball is, where is it at? About the two?
About the two.
Snap. They get it to Rutledge. Dives forward. He's short. Bobcat stopped the drive, and they have had the momentum the entire second half.
They have.
Liberty can take it back, though. They need to get a stop right here. Liberty's been able to move the ball. They've moved the ball all night.
Yes, they have.
Self-inflicted wound.
You get inside the 20, and we shoot ourselves in the foot here.
So the Bobcats dodge a bullet. They hang on to the lead with 9:15 to go in this contest in regulation. 21-14. Ball is at the 4-yard line. First and 10. Bobcats, I would look for A and B gap. I mean, nothing.
It's coming straight.
And that's just what it was, right up the gut. Short gain, cool with the carry, picks up a couple. Second and 8. Bobcats have done a really good job not penalizing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've been pretty clean.
They've done a really good job.
Poole comes out. Washington comes in on 2nd and 7. Oh, up the middle, and that's going to be right at the first down marker. And that's their up back, number 24, Boyce. First and 10 for the Bobcats at Liberty 15. Or at the Bobcat 15, excuse me. Fourth quarter, 7-point ball game. Bobcats with the lead.
And this is right where Thayer wanted to be, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. There's it's a pitch outside. Yep, and Liberty, though, a great job reading it. Staying at home, Reed Toon over there out wide. Also, Parker, is that Parker? Yeah, Parker Toon. Nope, that's Melby.
Melby.
No gain on the play.
Yeah, they blew up, Liberty's D-line blew up the dive option and was able to string it out for a really short gain.
Should be 3rd and 8, right?
No.
That was a first down. Okay. 2nd and 8. Bob Getz. They give it to the big fullback again and turns into a scrum. He gets it to the 20, and that's going to bring up third and 6. Big play here for the Liberty Eagles defensively. They need to get a stop. Put the Bobcats in a punting situation.
We haven't seen Washington at all this drive. It's been straight dive.
Well, early. He had that big run, remember?
Well, I'm talking this
drive. Oh, this drive here. Yeah.
This drive.
Yeah.
It's been straight up the middle.
A and B gap.
Yep.
Washington comes out wide to be picked up by Parker Toon. Back to pass, looking downfield. Oh, almost picked off. Almost. Pick six for Kyle Roberts. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Dadgone it. What a good read.
He broke on it.
Broke on it. Perfect. I think the offensive man tipped it right before the ball got to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wasn't able to corral it in.
Now the punter is Cordell Washington. He's their speedster. Liberty needs to be aware of that.
Man, that was the break we needed right there.
Washington back for the punt for the Bobcats. It's a low snap. And he gets off the punt.
Short punt.
And Liberty will have it went out of bounds near the Bobcat 45. See where they'll start it. And Liberty
41.
Will get it at 41.
Hmm.
Well, the Liberty defense did what they needed to do. Now the offense needs to put some points on the board. Again, the offense been able to move the ball. Bobcats almost, they've kind of put a spy on Parker, and that has allowed Jaron to get some bigger chunks.
Yeah, Jaron moved the ball extremely well that last drive.
First and 10. This is a good spot for Liberty to take a shot. Give Parker some good protection where he can get his feet under him and make a good throw. Deuces on each side. Pistol. They're going to feed it to Rutledge, and again, a big hole opens up, and Rutledge brings it all the way to the 36-yard line.
We got about 5 on that carry.
Jaron will sleep well tonight.
Tomorrow might be a little rough.
Trips to the right for the Liberty Eagles. Shotgun, 2nd and 5. Motion, Melby. And he's going to run the sweep. He gets to the edge, needs a block. He's going to pick up 2, maybe 3. He's going to pick up 3 yards. And it's going to bring up 3rd and a short 2. Down to 5:25 to go in regulation. Bobcats lead 21-14. Jester out wide to the far side. Melby comes out of the game to the sideline. Inside receivers, Roberts on the right side. Fakes the handoff. Toon's going to keep it. And he's going to be brought down shy of the first down marker. Tried to hurdle his defender, but had his legs taken out from under him. And it's going to bring up 4th and a little over a yard. .455 to go. Eagles need 2 yards to keep the drive alive. Timeout's going to be called. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Liberty Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter.
SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Okay. All right, welcome back. Fourth and two for Liberty. 4:55 to go. The ball is at the Bobcat 34-yard line. This is the one play right here. You need the first down. Bobcats, look at them. They're cheating up on the line of scrimmage.
They're coming.
Snap. And they get it to Rutledge. Rutledge tries to get it outside, dives forward, right at the first down marker.
I think he's going to be short where they marked him there. Just my first observation there.
And see what they're going to measure. They're going to measure it.
We just need the nose.
Yeah. That's all you need. I think they're a little short.
I think they're short. Well, that? Oh.
Nope. Just short. Bobcats get another fourth down hold on Liberty. 4:47 to go. Eagles need a three and out. Bobcats are going to try and chew, you know, the clock is...
Yeah, they're just going to grind it now.
Yeah.
The one pass play that they've tried this second half almost turned into a pick six.
Well,
so I do not see them going to the air at all.
Well, and if Liberty gets a little greedy, tries to get greedy, over-anxious on defense, they could, you know, get gashed. And they'll hand it off up back. Brought down at the 35. Brings up second down. Clock continues to tick. And when they take the snap, there'll be about 4 minutes to go in regulation. Second and seven, fourth air. Under center. Hands it off to the up back. First contact, then goes forward near the 40. And that was Zeb Du Bois. Now they mark him down, at the 39. Third and three. Coming up a little hobbled is Heath Combs, number two. Dawson Harris, senior quarterback. Thomas Poole comes into the ballgame. Thomas Poole's had a big night for the Bobcats. Two receivers, one on each side. Power formation under center. Hands it off to number 40. Oh, he breaks through and gets the first down. Second effort right there.
Yep.
By Du Bois. Down to 3:10.
Needed three, picked up six.
Ball is at the Bobcat 45.
3 minutes. Clocks are ticking.
Yeah, well, you got 35 seconds after each snap.
Yep. And I think Liberty's got two timeouts left.
No two-minute warning in high school football. They have talked about, though, bringing that in the fourth, bringing that to the game. Another handoff up the middle, off the right side. Poole with the carry. Caden Day Gardner with the tackle for Liberty. Second down. 2:25. They'll snap it with about 2 minutes.
So if Liberty can get a stop, Liberty will get the football with around a minute to go.
Yep. They're going to have to burn some timeouts through this.
Well, I mean, this is Bobcat football. This is well executed. There's a toss. Washington looks to cut it up, and now he stood up and thrown down. That was not a face mask. He had jersey. He had two handfuls of jersey.
Yep. Picked up. Yeah. There's a timeout by Liberty.
Yeah.
About a yard pickup on that run.
What yard loss looks like. No gain.
Yeah, he had him by the...
Yeah, he had him jersey. So timeout Liberty with 1:46 to go. It's third down for the Bobcats. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, third and six for the Bobcats. They
counter.
Take the toss, try the counter in the backfield. Spin move, nowhere to go. Hit for a loss. And another timeout by Liberty. It brings up fourth down.
We're going to get a holding right here on Thayer, which we need to decline.
Yeah, because it's going to be fourth down. And the Bobcats could go for it and the win.
Well, it's an automatic, I guess, isn't it?
Is it? Well, that kind of hurts. Start the clock. So they will mark it off. I figured Liberty would decline and bring up fourth down.
Unless it's an automatic. They should decline it if...
Yeah.
Given the choice. Because then it brings up fourth and six.
Yeah. You got a minute 38 to go.
Okay.
Yeah, they're declining it.
Okay, here we go.
Because, see, they had Liberty, there was a loss on the play. It's going to bring up fourth
okay,
and
so it's like
eight.
Fourth and eight then.
But you got to watch. Number one, Cordell Washington. Midfield, this is, if he's going to do a fake, this is where you'd want to do it. Melby back to return. Here comes the snap. It's good. And a beautiful punt. Melby, going to back away from it, and it'll be down to the 10-yard line. So Liberty has 90 seconds to go.
One timeout. 90 yards.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
Heck yeah, man. Next week, the Liberty Eagles take on the Ava Bears.
We at home or are we at the Hills?
We are at home.
Yes, we're at home.
We are at home. First and 10, Liberty, from their 10-yard line. 1:28 on the clock. One timeout. Eagles going to go empty. Bobcat's going to send the house. Parker takes the snap, drops back. He's got lots of time. Steps up. Oh, he's got a receiver.
Got a receiver.
And
good defense.
Broken up. Melby was the intended receiver. Washington with the coverage. .121 to go.
I know the Liberty sideline's barking at the refs. I mean, from our angle,
it's good defense.
It's good defense.
But
both defenders went up for the ball, did not contact the receiver. But
a pump fake, and then come to this side to Rodriguez or Jester or here we got. Yeah, now we got Melby over here on the right, trips to the left. Rolling out is Parker. Parker looks, finds, and
Roberts. Oh, man. He went over the rope there and got tangled up and then crashed into the
Liberty equipment trailer
and then onto the track.
And the equipment trailer didn't move, but
picked up 11 on that pass.
Kyle Roberts up on his feet, comes back out on the field. 1:14 to go. And a new set of downs for the Liberty Eagles. I still think you can run it. But you need to get out of bounds if you do run it.
If for at least a first down to where you can spike it, because the clock will stop at a first down to set the chain.
Parker rolls to the far side. Plant reverses, now looks for...
Oh! There it is. Fowler.
That's going to be 15 yards more. Clock stops with 1:06. .21-14. The Bobcats are up by 7. So that's going to put the football now in much better field position. It's going to be spotted at the Liberty 43 on the far hash. 66 seconds to go in regulation. Liberty down by 7. First and 10. Jester, Roberts, Rodriguez on the trip side. Melby all alone on the left. Rutledge moves into the slot. Empty backfield.
There's going to be a false start.
Yep. Catch and out of bounds, but a penalty flag thrown. Liberty jumped off.
Illegal shift.
Illegal shift. Well, that was Caprodi.
He was set.
Another penalty. And boy, you know, when you've got... Now you got 60 seconds to go. You can't have those. Their secondary now is playing a little bit deeper. One, Washington at the 45, and then they got another one at the 50. Empty backfield. Here comes some pressure.
Uh-oh.
Parker spins out of it, looks to the middle of the field. Caught! Caught by Rodriguez! And they're going to say he caught it with his knee down.
Oh my goodness!
He just bent down and caught it. That would be a good one to look back on the video.
What in the world?
The clock's still ticking. Clock is still ticking. Got to get a snap. 40 seconds. They get the snap. Pressure from the backside. Parker throws it away. Clock will stop with 33 seconds. I might have just spiked it there, just so where I could regroup.
Because you needed a regroup right there, because I'm still flustered. I'm just trying to figure out what happened there.
Yeah. They said he was down, and his knee was on the grass, but it didn't
and,
look
and it might have been.
It might have been, but
I just didn't see it.
Second and 10, 33 seconds to go. The ball is at the Bobcat 44-yard line. Liberty needs a touchdown. Snap taken, rolling to the left. Zips it downfield, finds his man. Tackle just shy of the 25. Now spike it. Right? Well, now if everybody gets up.
Got to get the chain set.
Yep. Well, they started the clock before the chains were set. Parker rolls. He's got pressure from the backside. Throws it away. 16 seconds to go. 21-14 Bobcat. Second and 10 for Liberty. The ball is at the Bobcat 25. If you catch it, Bobcats are going to give up the middle of the field.
Yes.
But if you catch it and you can't get to the end zone, you got to get out of bounds. You got to stop the clock. 16 seconds. Second and 10 from the Bobcat 25. Play clock down to 5. And now Liberty's got to use the timeout, their last timeout. 16 seconds to go in regulation. 21-14, Eagles with the football. We're taking a short break. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. 16.6 seconds to go in regulation. The Eagles trail the Bobcats by 7. Eagles will go empty. 5 wide receivers. Parker Toon looks the defense over. Motion is Roberts. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to the middle of the field. He's got Roberts! And it's going to be first and goal, Liberty, with 10 seconds to go. First and goal, Liberty.
Where'd they mark him out at?
He's going to be
at the 3?
2.
2?
Yeah. You know, if you run it, you got to get it in. If you run it, you got to get it in.
Yep.
Here it is, first and goal, Liberty. 10 seconds to go. Snap taken. Tosses it.
Okay.
Incomplete. 6 seconds.
Run a draw.
Hey.
You run a draw.
You've been your horse all night.
Run a draw to Jaron Rutledge. And we're going to go for 2 and win a ball game right here.
Second and goal, 6 seconds to go. 21-14, Bobcats with the lead. Possibly the final snap of the regulation here. See what happens. Parker takes it, rolls out, looks, incomplete. 2.5 seconds. It's hard to pass
to the short side, this, and being at the 2. Your end zone's only 10 yards deep.
Yeah. It's got to be so quick.
It's got to be the routes are going to be that quick.
Oh, now we got a penalty flag thrown. Oh, it's just a sideline warning.
Against Thayer.
The horse that got you to this party, I think that's the one I'd jump on and try and ride.
Yep.
I mean, but Thayer has done a fantastic job shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
Third right, and goal.
Here we go.
Final snap.
Ball game.
This is it right here. Parker Toon has motion. Takes the snap. Pressure from the backside. And it's the ball game. Parker was brought down from behind on the bootleg, trying to roll to the right. And the Bobcat
gets the win, 21-14. Liberty led 14-6 at half. But Liberty was shut out in the second half. They moved the football up and down the field but could not punch it in. And the Bobcats improved to 3-0. Liberty falls to 2-1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account.